After a sweet, sweet vacation because of training camp, the Friday Facebook mailbag is back. I'm Drew Doherty, this is Nick Scherfield, and we're here to answer your questions on Facebook, like this one from Eric DeLau. He says, Nick and Drew, who has impressed you the most in the two preseason games? Nick, the fairest question would actually be, aside from Trendon Holiday, who has impressed you the most? Because I got to be the simpleton and just go with the kickoff return for 90 yards the first week, the punt return for 87 yards the next week. He's my most impressive guy. What about you?
Yeah, he's definitely up there. If he's not number one, he's in the top couple guys. A couple other guys that have stood out on offense, Lestar Jean, the wide receiver. He's, you know, four catches, 42 yards, and a touchdown in the second preseason game against the 49ers, his first career touchdown. Mm-hmm. Two catches for 50 yards in the preseason opener. He's averaged almost 19 yards a catch in the three preseason games he's played in his career. So a very promising player in his second year out of Florida Atlantic, who spent last year on injured reserve but worked very hard to be in a position where he is now. And then on defense, I think Brandon Harris is a guy who's really gotten a lot of compliments from his teammates, from the coaching staff. We just heard Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph say about him this week that, you know, his play has skyrocketed over the last 4 weeks from OTAs to training camp. And you've seen it in the preseason games as well. He's been going against second and third stringers, granted, but he's broken up a few passes, had a big tackle near the goal line, right in the open field, a very nice open field tackle against the Panthers in the preseason opener. So there are a lot of guys who have stood out, but those would be two guys in addition to Trendon Holiday.
Yeah, those three guys in total, all very young. You could always go with Matt Schaub, Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, Connor Barwin, Jonathan Joseph, but we won't because, you know, we want to keep this thing kind of short. Dan O'Rear has this one. Will there be more on the nose this season? Oh, yeah, Dan. And the planning has already started. You and I are privy to that information, and I'm just going to say it's going to be fun. The very first one, at least.
Well, hopefully. I think the whole season will be, too.
Yeah. I know the first
one. On the nose with Sean Cota, we get a lot of questions about it. The popular Texans TV show, of course, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about. It will be back for season two. Sean is on board and ready to get things going. So come week one of the regular season, or shortly thereabouts, thereafter, I guess is what I should have said.
Right.
It'll be back.
All right. Julie McClure Jerkovich. All of the guys look good, whether they're starters or not. Do you think the Texans' preseason success, at least so far, is indicative of what we can expect during the regular season? Or is it too early to tell? A lot of teams who have great success during the preseason don't experience the same during the regular season. You're correct. The Dallas Cowboys in 1989, that preseason, they went 4-0, and then they lost 15 of 16 games in the regular season. So preseason success, not necessarily an indicator of regular season success. However, the good things we've seen from the starters and from some of the guys behind the starters indicate that this team is probably going to do some nice things. It's kind of, through two games, kind of gone the same way as last year. And this team won 10 games in 2011.
Yeah, the score, the results of the games in the preseason don't matter. Everybody knows that. But what's been encouraging is the way they've played. You know, thinking about the Carolina game, mm-hmm. It seemed like it was kind of a frustrating performance for the Texans for certain players. They weren't able to put the ball in the end zone very well inside the red zone and things like that. But then you looked up at the score. I think it was 26-13. They won the game. You know, they almost doubled the Panthers in yardage, and they owned time of possession pretty handily as well. And then against the 49ers as well, you know, they gave up some big plays. They gave up a lot of rushing yards, but they kept the 49ers out of the end zone. So they've been doing good things. I think if you can be a little bit underwhelmed at times with, you know, how the team is performing as a whole and they're still dominating games, that's a really good sign, even if the result doesn't matter. So there have been a lot of impressive performances. There are some issues, and they have some depth issues that are popping up. But overall, it's a very confident team, as they should be, and it's kind of a quiet confidence that they've carried over from last season on throughout the spring and now through training camp in the preseason.
All right. Jack Olthoff has this one. Do you see cuts to be made next week to be the toughest in the last 5 or 6 years in terms of players need to have and ones wish they could keep? Well, Jack, this is going to be the toughest for the Texans in franchise history. They've never been this good. You know, they've never been this deep. Gary Kubiak has said it's going to be really, really hard with some of the cuts that will have to come in the secondary. You know, whoever in the kicking competition gets cut. I mean, there's going to be some really good players that don't make this squad that I bet you're going to see snapped up immediately by other teams around the NFL.
Yeah, they're going to be the hardest cuts in not 5 or 6 years for the team, but in 11 years, entirety of the franchise history, like you said. I mean, it's obviously the first playoff team the Texans ever had was last year, and the Texans really retained a lot of their core players this offseason. Obviously, they lost some key guys and they had to part ways with others. But there's a lot of young talent on this team and talent that's been drafted over the last few years. It used to be a lock. If you were a draft pick, you're going to be on this team for at least 1 year and probably a couple. Now you're going to see guys who have been contributors on this team who have been drafted in recent years. They're going to have to get cut. And you mentioned defensive back is going to be, I think, some of the toughest decisions being made there at the fifth or sixth corner spot, at safety spots, wide receiver, what they're going to do there. You know, they might end up having to keep six receivers. If they do that, they're going to have to cut somebody else. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of familiar names, I think, guys that who have been around and who are going to play for other teams if the Texans have to let go.
For sure. Kenneth Martinez, what type of role do you think Merciless will have this year, given the fact that Brooks and Connor are due for a big season? Well, they've talked about trying to find ways and being creative about getting Merciless on the field with those two guys at the same time. So he's going to have a role. He's done some nice things in the first two preseason games. Don't know yet what that role will be, but he'll certainly strengthen the depth that you were just talking about and make it a little bit easier during the game for those guys like Barwin and Reed. And don't forget about Brian Braman, too, talking about depth.
Yeah, Merciless is a backup will linebacker on the weak side behind Connor Barwin. Braman right now is a backup behind Brooks Reed at the Sam on the strong side. You know, he's not going to be a starter this year, you know, with obviously with Barwin and Reed ahead of him, but he's going to be a rotational player. He's going to come in, you know, in passing situations, be a pass rushing specialist. They're allowing him at that position to just focus on primarily rushing the passer. And he's making that transition, as Barwin and Reed did last year, from defensive end with his hand down in college to playing standing up at outside linebacker. But as we saw, players can pick up things pretty quickly in Wade Phillips' system, and Whitney Merciless seems to be a guy who's put in a lot of work and picks things up quickly on his own. So he's a guy who could have an immediate big impact on this team, and you saw it in the first preseason game when he had 1.5 sacks.
All right, last one, Nick, comes from Daniel Velasquez. He wants to know, when can I buy a Battle Red Nike jersey? I really want one, and I need it to support my team. Go Texans. Daniel, great news. Great news. On Wednesday at the Go Texans store, they started selling them. The Nike Battle Red jerseys on sale at Reliance Stadium, the South End, the Go Texans store. It's open from about 10 till 5:30 weekdays, so come on in. Buy one, buy two, buy a bunch, and support your Texans like you're talking about. That will do it for this Friday Facebook mailbag. Everybody loves Battle Red. Nick Scherfield does. I do too. We'll see you next time.